Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
Okay, so there's something called oh dang moments, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, did I just do that?
Happens to me all the time.
Yeah, me too. And one of those that seems to strike a chord, this is according to the survey we just read, was when you end up texting the wrong person.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. Or, you know, you end like a work phone call with, I love you.
Yeah. No, I haven't done that recently.
No, I did call one of our clients, babe, within the last few weeks. It was really embarrassing. I wanted to die.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a little awkward.
Yeah. Texter writes, it's a long story, but I fell into a grave at a military funeral.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I was a pallbearer. The weeping mourners laughed. The Inman community fire chief saved me. Oh, jeez.
Well, at least it ended well.
Yeah. At least that I loved this one. I just roared reading this one. Tara, I once texted my first sergeant thinking I was texting my wife. I said, I'm in love with you. He immediately shared it with the rest of my chain of command.
There you go.
Up to my commander.
There you go. Well.
Oh, that hurts.
I do remember one time I was texting my wife. This was like maybe 2 or 3 years ago that we had a little, shall we say, negative balance mm-hmm. in a checking account and just wanted to let her know. And I wound up texting a friend of mine who has a name that starts with the same first letter that my wife's does.
Oh, no.
Luckily, it was a pretty good friend. And that person was very understanding. And it wasn't that bad, but not like I divulged any really embarrassing information, other than the fact we were overdrawn, so.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Not paying attention, texter writes, and texting my fiancé the keyword when the $1,000 contest is going on. He answers me like, huh? You know, I should start reading these because I get accidental texts.
Yeah.
From people.
Oh,
and
I know.
Some of them are so funny.
Yeah, that's some of the things that we get on the text line are...
Some of them are downright pervy, but
yes.
Not directed at me. So no. I'm like, oh, well, okay, whatever, you know.
But maybe yeah, just... some of the stuff, I've seen entire conversations before.
Yes, and you're like, whoa. Yeah, and then there's the usual, I can't take this anymore variety. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You've just got to start putting the milk away.
Yeah.
Like, dude, sorry. Well, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that wasn't directed at me. Hmm. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, no, I'm not going to read that one. Okay. Oh, here's one. Yeah, this is from Veronica, who texts us a lot. I went through an interview that went well, only to get in my car and look down and realize that, gasp, my pants were all the way unzipped. Well, I didn't get the job.
Okay, well.
Well, I mean, I don't blame him for not wanting to hire a flasher. I'm so sorry that happened to you, Veronica. We're giving you a hard time. Texter writes... about I love you, when my boss gets off the phone with his wife, he will frequently tell us, that was my boss.
Well, yeah. I understand that, yes.
Oh, no. Texter writes, when someone texts me by mistake, I like to play along.
Oh, that could get a little dangerous.
Oh, boy. Texter writes, I texted my mother-in-law to let her know that my infant daughter had a successful bowel movement. My pastor replied, good to know things are regular.
There you go.
I was mortified. Oh, yeah, these are great. These are great. We could keep this going for a long time. Let's see. Where do we go? Yeah, see, this is embarrassing things. Someone walks into a room talking and you start talking back. Thinking they're talking to you.
Oh, yeah.
Only to find out they're talking to somebody on their hands-free device.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Texter writes, about I love you. I had an employee do it so often, text I love you, that I had to sit him down and explain to him that I didn't feel the same way.
Well, look, we're going to have a talk here.
Exactly. All right, on to some serious news, because the show's been entirely too serious up until this point. Did you see this? Remember, so Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's going to get rid of planes because and the aviation industry. and all the industries that support the aviation industry, because we're not going to need them anymore, because we're going to all get on trains, right? High-speed rail. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be everywhere, and it'll be great. And I read that, and I went, wow, you don't really know what that costs, do you?
No.
I mean, just for one leg of the light rail line in Charlotte, there are four legs.
And it's light rail, not high speed.
Right. No, it's just light rail.
Yeah.
For just one leg of it, it was supposed to, $1 billion was supposed to pay for all four spokes, you know, four different directions, like, you know, basically in an X across the county. It only ended up paying for one line. The cost overruns were so massive.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that long of a line. It was like 5 or 6 miles. So, I mean, you're talking about the vast cost of this. Well, the Commandant, Governor Gavin Newsom, on Thursday, he is the governor of California, which he is running like a People's Republic, said his administration is putting a halt to the highly anticipated high-speed rail that would travel between San Francisco and Los Angeles. Why, pray tell, is that? Here's a quote from Newsom, quote, "Let's be real, the current project, as planned, would cost too much and respectfully take too long."
Yeah.
It's not going to work. It's a boondoggle, basically, is what
it's
said.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, if that's her plan, and we're just gonna put rail everywhere, and we won't even need airplanes, and we're going to be able to walk to Europe across the land bridge.
Yeah. Can you imagine that train ride to Hawaii?
That would be cool to take a train to Hawaii. I wouldn't want to pay for it.
I would want some serious flotation devices, just let me tell you.
Yeah, I can't even imagine the cost of... You know, in trillions.
Oh,
of,
that it would be beyond trillions. That would be the engineering it would require to have a rail and a bridge between California and Hawaii is just, good grief. It's incalculable.
Meanwhile, we've always wondered about Hillary Clinton's pull at the FBI, where they just seem to, it really is remarkable in American and human history, just the way law enforcement agencies cover up for this woman. I mean, going all the way back to Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
Just the absolute cover up. And we know when she gets in trouble, they tend to see it, no matter what state they're in, as their job to get her out of trouble, like legal trouble.
Yeah. Like whitewater? That's a term that hasn't been brought up in quite a while.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, apparently the FBI is on this plan. And Lisa Page... Remember Lisa Page, who admitted there's no collusion, but we're gonna go find some collusion anyway.
Yeah, with
on
her
Trump.
Love struck buddy.
Yeah, with the man she was having an affair
stroke,
with.
Struck
when they're both married. Yeah, it's great. She was an FBI lawyer at the time. Sent her lover Peter Strzok and other FBI officials an email a few weeks before Election Day in 2016, worrying about a FOIA disclosure, like one that a judge had ruled Hillary had to make. And so they're trying to figure out, she's going back and forth with state, she says, I've been back and forth with State Department officials. Basically, they're trying to figure out how to cover up for Hillary. And in exchange, the FBI wanted more LEGAT positions for its overseas offices in exchange for hiding one of Hillary Clinton's emails from the public. They basically wanted a change in classification so that she would not have to comply with the FOIA.
Yeah.
Okay. Not complying with FOIA is illegal. That's crime. And hiding emails from the public that fall under FOIA is a crime. So we literally have, I can't underestimate the seriousness. We literally have the top tier of the FBI conspiring with Hillary to help her defy a judge's order illegally.
Yeah, but when you go back and change the rules after the fact, Tara, come on.
To help a friend, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, and by the way, these are the same emails that are under subpoena by Congress, which they are, of course, defying the subpoena.
Congressional subpoena? Come on. Yeah,
congressional oversight. What a silly idea.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, think about how outrageous that was. I mean, we now know that Trump isn't getting the Hillary deal. I mean, if you got the Hillary deal, they ask you questions. They don't put you under oath. They take no notes. They even admit that, okay, you did break the law, but did you really mean to? And then, apparently... This woman is not, she's not grateful. That's not enough to cover up for her crimes. You know what I mean? Like to give her a pass on her crimes. You have to actually help her cover up her crimes, which they were apparently quite happy to do. Okay, let me ask you a question. Where is the grand jury indicting Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, and everybody involved with this and investigating it?
There won't be one.
Where is the grand jury? This is a crime. You can't do this. I mean, I know this from years of you know, FOIAs of counties, and we had a sue at some of the papers I was at to get stuff we wanted. You can't just not turn it over. It doesn't work that way. You can't collude and conspire to keep it from the pup, but they did. In the same calendar year where they let her off the hook. I mean, I'll never forget this. He's talking mainly about Huma here, but he's also talking about Hillary.
Is there an investigation with respect to the two of them?
There was. It is. We completed it.
Why did you conclude neither of them committed a crime?
Because with respect to Ms. Abbott in particular, we didn't have any indication that she had a sense that what she was doing was in violation of the law.
Not so much Hillary, but Huma Abedin. She didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I know. But he did say that he says the both of them. And I mean, it's the same thing. So they had just literally they finished covering up her crimes and then they had to help her cover up her FOIA. I mean, Lord, what on earth kind of power does this woman have over law enforcement?
Yeah, that'd be an interesting question to have answered.
Anyway, nobody cares. So, yeah, this is hilarious. Did you see Trump doing what MSNBC?
Yeah.
They're like, but if we admit there was no Russian collusion, Trump's going to he's going to point that out. And he immediately went and did an end run and pointed it out. So I want to know, where do I go to get the Hillary deal? Like if I get a speeding ticket or something? Who should I call up?
Yeah.
Maybe call up, I don't know.
I'm afraid that...
That the police chief, maybe you think he would just make that ticket go away?
No, I don't know. I don't think that's going to work too well.
No, I'll just call. I'll be very reasonable, Lee. I'll just call him up and explain that I want the Hillary deal. And if he has any questions, he can call Lisa Page. Shouldn't have a lot going on right now.
Really?
Texter writes, these people, this must be another CNN viewer. Why do you keep lying about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Nobody involved with the Green New Deal has ever so much as suggested eliminating air travel. Okay, go ahead and reread it. What they said was that airplanes could not immediately be eliminated in the first 10 years, but that was the long-term goal. So, I mean, I don't know how you read that, but eliminating all of the airplanes is eliminating air travel. I mean, unless you count jumping off a cliff with those wings on or something. I mean, I don't know. What is it called? Hang gliding? Yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, do you know where we stand on using El Chapo's money for the wall? Yeah, I'll tell you. It will never happen. I know Ted Cruz is pushing that, and how ironic would it be to have that man who helped push an unfathomable amount of drugs across the border help build the wall with the money he made off of it? Oh, yeah. No, well, see, here's the thing. Could we do it? Sure. It'd be easy. But Congress never does anything that makes sense. Understand that. I mean, it's rare anyway. It's rare. Yeah. To do anything that makes sense. So, no, Congress would have to approve that. And I just don't see that happening. But, you know, it's a good wedge issue. I mean, there's so many ways we could do this that would make so much sense, but they won't do it. Texter writes, I once texted my son, I love you, proud of you, and I'm so thankful for you. Turns out I texted my son's football coach. Oops. But your lazy journalism is disingenuous and reeks of desperation. There was more to the AOC quote. Wow, you must be new here. Do you watch CNN? Yeah, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did propose eliminating airplanes. So, I don't know, maybe you didn't like the reporting on that, but it doesn't make it any less true. Texter writes, nor has anyone suggested eliminating gasoline-powered cars, but merely incentivizing green alternatives. I never claimed that. Maybe you're listening to another talk radio show. You're confused and you're texting me. We talked about that earlier. I swear it's amazing what people think I say. No, see, okay, if you read the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez New Green Deal, remember they're going to build the bridge across the ocean to get to Europe because there's not going to be more planes. And what will happen is there's going to be so much high-speed rail that we're not going to need planes. Just read it before you text me. Would you do that so you'll know what you're talking about? 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Yeah, it's nuts. It totally is. So is this, by the way, to actually hear an admission on MSNBC that Democrats don't believe there was any collusion? Do you hear this?
After 2 years and interviewing more than 200 witnesses, the Senate Intelligence Committee has not uncovered any direct evidence of a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. That's according to sources on both the Republican and the Democratic side of the aisle, Hallie. And careful viewers and readers will note that Senator Richard Burr, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee who leads this probe, essentially said that in an interview with another network last week. But what I've been doing since then is checking with my sources on the Democratic side to understand the full context of his remarks, because that was essentially a partisan comment from one side. But this is a bipartisan investigation, and what I found is that the Democrats don't dispute that characterization.
Yep. By the way, after that reporting from MSNBC, there was a universal freakout, and one of those Democrats has now come out and said, "Oh, no, wait, I remember now, I dispute it. There's collusion. Oh, where's the collusion? I don't know, but I'm sure it's there." Okay, sure. Why not? Oh, my gosh. Where did this go? And I'm just looking for this. Okay. Oh, by the way, did you see this? What's going on with Jussie Smollett? He's the guy, and I knew this was fake news right away. He's the guy who's walking the streets of Chicago. It's late at night. It's below zero. And he claims that he just happened to run into, he was going to Subway, he just happened to run into some racist rednecks who were, of course, Trump supporters. Yeah, and they had a noose with him because, you know, Trump supporters, they take their nooses everywhere with them in case they need them. And they had a noose. They put it around his neck. They roughed him up for being black and gay. Okay, as soon as I heard the story, I'm just shaking my head going, there's no way. Well, they put the Chicago police and the FBI on it. And they reviewed all the video camera, and they can account for all of his trip to and from where he was saying to the Subway and back, except 60 seconds. And he claims he was on the phone with his manager when he was, you know, being MAGA beaten. So the police asked for, hey, you know, so go ahead and give us your phone records. Just prove, you know, let's prove your story. Let's, you claim that your manager heard the beating in the background. We want to get these, these racist rednecks. So go ahead, turn over your phone records. He says, no, not going to do it. He wants to redact and limit his phone records because he wants to protect the privacy of his high profile contacts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. The police later told ABC News reporters that the phone records that were provided to detectives do not meet the burden for a criminal investigation. He lied. By the way, the only two men seen on the videotape are heading away from the scene, not toward it. His story is lied. By the way, I promised to update this. When this broke with actor Jussie Smollett, remember I said it was amazing. 24 hours, the FBI is on it, man. They are on it. They're going to go get this racist. They're going to take him down. They're all over it. These are the same people who, when people call again and again and again and beg them to go after people online who are saying, yeah, I'm going to shoot up a high school. They're like, eh, too busy. When online they find evidence of a guy posting that he's going to shoot up a high school, they're like, eh, too busy. Remember, they went full-fledged, multiple FBI agents dedicated to hunting down the racists here. This is the same week that we found out that 58,000 people had illegally voted in Texas. They were either illegal immigrants or they were legally in the country but not legally able to vote in federal elections. And Jussie Smollett, like 24 hours, man, he gets the whole FBI investigation. And I'm like, are they going to investigate the 58,000-strong voter fraud? I mean, they're the ones who got their panties in a wad over foreign nationals influencing our election. Surely they want to be all over that. Nope. They have yet to announce their investigation into the Texas voter fraud, which is strange for a group of people who are completely freaked out by the idea that a foreign national, in this case a Russian one, could have possibly influenced our elections. These foreign nationals actually influenced our elections, like with votes. Have they announced an investigation? Oh, heck no. Well, this is unfortunately.
And what was that?
This study just happened to come out like today, of all days. 96% of Americans, in other words, everybody but Cory Booker, say they love cheese, according to a new survey.
Real cheese, though.
Well, see, I looked at that's exactly where I went next. I wanted to find out, is fake cheese? Because he says we have to learn to eat fake cheese. Because he wants to eliminate all the cows. So, in solidarity with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the farting cows, which is why everyone online is now calling him Farticus. I love that. Anyway, I looked at the top kinds of cheese people love. 10 most popular types. Number 10, Monterey Jack. I never understood the point of Monterey Jack. I cannot differentiate it from mozzarella. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not entirely convinced that it actually is a different cheese from mozzarella. It's a theory of mine. You know what I mean? I think they just dyed different colors and tell you.
I think you just don't know Jack.
I may not know Jack. I don't know. Provolone is number 9. Number 8, Gouda. Don't like it.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7, feta. Okay, in small doses. Okay, number 6, what is it? Gruyere? Gruyere? I don't know. Chris?
Gruyere.
Thank you. Says the grammar Nazi. Okay, then Swiss, Brie. Brie. Cheddar, Parmesan, and mozzarella. Mozzarella's number 1. There's no fake cheese there.
Well, where's sharp cheddar?
I guess that would fall under cheddar.
Okay.
I like my cheddar weaponized,
oh,
by
yeah.
the way.
I mean, I'm talking like, you know, as sharp as you can get it.
Yeah, remember like years ago, you'd have to hunt for the sharp cheddar?
Yeah.
And then everybody started buying it. And then they came up with the extra sharp cheddar.
Right.
Which they've just had out like the last couple of years. At least that's how long I've been seeing it everywhere. And so, I mean, now I've throttled it up.
Oh, yeah.
To maximum.
Yeah.
Maximum sharp. So I go for the extra sharp cheddar.
Yeah, I am. I'm right there with you. I've become a fan of goat cheese, too.
Really?
That's good stuff.
I have had some that
right,
was good.
With the right thing, it's good. And I'm also a big fan of the blue cheese crumbles.
Yeah, too. Those are good.
Put that on steak or, you know, kind of meat or kind of stuff that Cory Booker says he wouldn't eat.
Yeah, oh, that gets respect. I'm not over this. You know why I've spent so much time on this? I've had people say to me, well, you know, why you did this small thing at steak? No, it's not. It really shows you how they want to control every yes. mm-hmm. single aspect yeah. of your life, including your diet.
Yeah.
They will not rest until they can tell you what you eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner,
right.
and ruin your life if yeah. you don't go along with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. They want to tell you, they want to take your guns. They want to tell you what kind of car you can have. They want to demonize the folks who have to drive pickup trucks or SUVs. They want to make everything electrified, even though they haven't have yet to explain where that electricity is going to come from. I've yet to hear anything about that. You know, they want to tell you what you can eat. They want to tell you what you can do with your kids and you can't do you with your kids. And it's endless. It's absolutely
yeah,
endless.
It is endless. Yep. Cory Booker says the earth can't sustain people eating meat.
Why? It's doing it now.
That's
just
what I
said. Fine. I mean, they're, oh boy.
Yeah. How do we get, we can't sustain. I mean, everything's fine. But he says, no, industrial level agriculture, you know, or, you know, growing animals basically for food. We cannot continue to do it. So we will have to eliminate it.
Hey, Corey, how about working on the national debt? We're at $22 trillion now. That could probably use a little bit more of your thoughts and efforts there than whether or not someone has a steak for dinner or not. Or any bovine flatulence.
Yeah, I know. It's absolutely maddening. And so, but anyway, he has declared that he is going to tell 96% of Americans that they cannot have, you know, they can't have real cheese anymore. It's got to go.
No faux cheese for me, please.
Yeah, really. I swear. It's nuts. I was going to do the, okay, but I don't have it right here. My computer's darn it locked up.
Of course.
Yeah, okay. This whole deal that Trump is, I guess, been forced to sign on to by the Republicans.
Hasn't yet, but probably will.
Will probably be. He doesn't have any options. He loses if he signs it. Loses if he doesn't.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what Mitch McConnell intended when he cut this deal.
And this is where Paul Ryan led things to as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should be blaming him, even though he's not in office anymore. It's because of his inactivity over the 2 years that he was in there when the Republicans had everything. That that's where the real blame for this is.
Yep. It's Paul Ryan. And for Mitch McConnell to come out and say this is a great deal, Trump should sign it. Okay, the reason Mitch McConnell did that, I've been explaining this all morning, is because Mitch McConnell and I'm sure the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and all the pro-open borders lobbyists went behind closed doors and went, wow, we really are in trouble here. And so they said, okay, here's what we'll do. We're going to give Trump a crumb. Don't worry, we'll just bollard fence off 55 miles of the 2,000 mile border. I said the legal still be able to get through, and we can claim we're done. Well, there's two things going on here. There's the legal side of it, where Trump needs an emergency declaration to build the wall. Well, they just weakened his legal argument. If they won't go along with him, then he's got grounds for an emergency declaration. They just went along with him. It weakens his argument, and it also isolates him politically. If he comes behind the GOP and says, oh, what, now I got to do emergency declaration. And Mitch McConnell's like, you should take this deal. It's a great deal. So, I mean, in terms of arguing before a judge, they weaken Trump. And in terms of his political capital, they weaken Trump. He can still go do the emergency deal and build the border wall. He probably will. But it just weakens him in court, weakens him in the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
And it allows the Democrats the fig leaf. See, I mean, if Republicans wanted to actually win elections, which God forbid they do not, because they're paid by their donors not to win elections. And so, you know, if they actually wanted to hurt the Democrats, they would have said, okay, pony up $5.7 billion. Democrats would have gone no. And Trump would have declared the, you know, declared the state of emergency. They've just given the Democrats the fig leaf they need because they can say, oh, well, we did a border deal. We love border security. So Mitch McConnell bailing the Democrats out, hurting Trump's legal case and isolating him politically. That's all this deal did. And literally, this is going to cost lives. I mean, when you put limits on the number of beds, that forces you to turn the illegal immigrants out into the country. And that's what they just did. And Mitch McConnell calls that a great deal. What they did was limit it to 40,000 bed space. Right now, we have 49,000 in custody. So basically, that's going to force ICE to continue each day releasing the 9,000. And that's in the country and at the border. So, I mean, they just said, hey, listen, it'll be awesome. We're going to release more illegal immigrants. We're going to barely build a fence so that more behind them can come, and we have to release them, too. And if you know, if you get run over by one of them when they're driving drunk, good luck with that. We won't even acknowledge your existence. Oh, and if you call our offices, we won't return your phone call. As that poor mom of the murdered, our poor wife of the murdered husband found out, she tried calling Marco Rubio. She tried calling Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Couldn't even get a return phone call. She was trying to keep the illegal immigrant who had killed her husband in prison so he wouldn't hurt anybody else. They wouldn't even return her calls. So, I mean, when you get, you know, you or your loved one, you get killed by, you know, an illegal immigrant, don't expect any help from the Uniparty. So that's what just happened here. And it's just another disappointing blow that shows you where the Republicans are. However, I think there's still progress here, because, you know, even the Republican Party wouldn't give Trump funding for the wall. Any. Zero. They wouldn't give it to him. So, I mean, the fact that they now see that just for a fig leaf of cover, they need some kind of funding in there shows you that what the polls are saying, and that's that Trump's winning.
Yeah.
And I think the other, like I said, upside was that he didn't have to trade amnesty for this. Because I didn't see how he was getting it without the amnesty. I'm still amazed he got anything without amnesty.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I really hope they pursue this El Chapo thing. Because, boy, I mean, I want to see Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi out there trying to explain why they won't use El Chapo's money to build the wall.
Where is that money right now?
See, that's the part I'm not quite sure
about. That's what I want to know. It's like, where is that $14 billion in cash you're talking about?
Yeah, it's cash and assets. So some of it would have to be liquidated, yeah. And we don't know exactly what that would total in the end. That's a court estimate for his trial.
We'll have a government auction.
Yeah. I say we auction off El Chapo.
You know, there's one civil forfeiture I don't mind.
No, I know.
That's a good one.
Yeah, no, and if you're guilty, I don't mind civil forfeiture. It's fine. You knew the deal going in when you broke the law. But yeah. So doing their best every day to undermine the president, they're Republicans. By the way, the same Republicans who will, I no doubt at election time, go home and talk about the need for border security and how very frustrated they are that we can't get anything done.
Just shaking my head.
I know, me too. Texter writes, a friend of mine has been working with immigration since last June to have her fiancé from Western Europe move here so they can marry. They've spent thousands of dollars and filled out thousands of pages of documents, often repeating answers. Questions are obscure and invasive, still no end in sight. Meanwhile, illegals being welcomed and then supported. Fiancé is older, won't take job or need supported. Ridiculous, so says Pat. Honestly, just fly into the border and walk over. Nobody cares. Seriously, they don't care. Let's see. Text writes, Tara, Trump's what you leftist trolls like to call him. If Trump can use El Chapo money to build the wall, that's another way Mexico will have paid for it. Well, they're going to make sure that doesn't happen. Not because then Trump can claim Mexico paid for it. Believe me, Mitch McConnell not going to let that happen. Texter writes, shut it down, talking about the government. We aren't getting fair value for the wages paid anyway. They've been screwing the public for decades. Screw them for a change. Another texter writes, Republicans just don't want the government shut down. Trump's something declared emergency. Texter writes, any honest Republican in the House or Senate should take a copy of this deal to the next turkey shoot because it is a turkey, as are those who put it together. So says Alan. Yeah, amen to that. Another texter writes, so no pizza? That's the Farticus plan. The farting cow's got to go, and that means the pizza with him. Although you would still be allowed to have pizza with fake cheese. Texter writes, they absolutely want to control what we eat. Look what Michelle Obama did to our school lunches. Oh, it was terrible. Texter writes, hey, Tara, if we are going to open the border, then the tax law needs to be replaced with use tax, so I'll pay. If not, let the Chamber of Commerce fund the government. That's a good point. No, seriously. And that's what scares me, is that right now only about half the country even has to pay income taxes. And so, I mean, when the 42 million that Gallup is predicting show up on our open borders and expect to have that asylum deal where you get free welfare, food stamps, free housing, free job training, free Medicaid, all of that for 2 years till you get your asylum application turned down. I mean, how are the 50% of this country going to pay for that? And I mean, I don't know. See, that's the problem. They're not just coming here. They're economically enslaving us to them when they arrive. It's not just they broke in. That was only the first phase. It's that, and I have to keep explaining this, because there's two things going on here. There's asylum, and then there's just regular illegal immigration. And so if you step over the border, you claim asylum, we automatically, by law, have to put you on that very wealthy, that very generous welfare package. Now, it only lasts until you're turned down for asylum. 92% are turned down for asylum. Then you don't get it anymore, and you just disappear into the country. So it's kind of like a moving subsidy, if you will. I mean, think about it. These people live in villages without running water. They are desperately poor. And so you find out, wait, if I can make it over the border, yeah, and I can declare asylum, yeah, and fill out the paperwork, then I get free health care. Folks, they don't even have health care in these villages. They don't even have vaccination. New York Times did an amazing piece one time where they reversed the track of an illegal immigrant, and they went all the way back to where he came from. The primitive way these people live. I mean, they had dug a well in his village. There was no electricity. Indoor plumbing? You kidding me? No. They dug latrines. This is how many of them live. So, I mean, you find out, you go, wait, you can get the free Medicaid. You get food stamps, housing vouchers. All of your needs are taken care of. And us, we're like, you know, I don't want to live that way. I'd still be poor. Are you kidding? You're wealthy compared to how they are in many of their countries. So it's like a big moving subsidy. And Obama extended it to them. You didn't used to be able to get it. It was very, very rare. Your country had to be basically trying to kill you, usually for religious reasons. And we would give asylum out to literally dozens of people a year. That was it. It was so hard to get. And now there's, you know, if you're from Guatemala or Honduras, you just get to, you can get here, you get asylum. At least you get the welfare benefits package until it's proven you don't deserve, which none of them do, by the way. I mean, there's almost, you know, very few people that the Guatemalan government is actually trying to kill. And so Obama did that on purpose to create the magnet. So you end up having to pay. It's just sitting there going, wow, I didn't go to the doctor last month because I couldn't afford to go. I know. But you did pay for that illegal immigrant to go. It's economic enslavement, and that's the problem. Texter writes, they aren't enslaving us to them. We are enslaving us to them. Well, technically, it's Washington. Texter writes, can I identify as an immigrant? I could get out of paying taxes that way. Nah, they know who you are. They're not going to let you do that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.